Okay, on to question two, which has to do with transportation. And we'll start with Stacia Kraft on this question. So please describe your vision for the future of transportation in the city of Salem at all levels. For example, safe streets, public transit, intra-city travel on the North Shore, and so forth. What is your plan to achieve this vision for the future of transportation?
Thank you. I moved here because it was urban and walkable. And I traveled by bike to Marblehead for 2 years. But when my children became a certain age and I had a baby and a kid in school, I had to buy a car and use a car. So it was disappointing because I really planned to always go on foot, but because the school moved, et cetera, it wasn't possible. I think we can do a much better job with public transportation. I think that we need to conduct a citywide overview of the conditions of the streets, the crosswalks, bike path, and their ability to connect everybody safely throughout the town. I also think that we should work together with local nonprofits and businesses and establish a crosstown electric bus service or trolley service. This is something that Dominic was talking about. This is something that could possibly be funded by the tourist revenue and it would benefit tourists and Salem residents alike. Also, you know, as far as the bike paths, it's something I've worked on for 20 years. I worked through three mayors to make sure that a UB bypass road happened. And so I would like to see more clear connections between the parks, the schools, the off-road bike paths. I'd like more clarity there. Thank you.
Thank you, Stacia. Steve Dibble, we'd like to hear from you next, please.
Well, thank you. While I was senior planner for the city for 14 years, from 1986 to the year 2000, many of the improvements that we see scattered around the city would have come across my desk. Things like the North Street redesign, I would have rejected that immediately. What we're doing is lacking some common sense in what we're doing up at City Hall. My administration will apply common sense across the board to everything that we do, across the board. So let's talk about a couple of improvements that are needed here. We need a second rail stop that will be able on Canal Street that will be able to service Salem Hospital and Salem State, our two biggest employers. That's the single biggest thing that we can do to reduce car traffic in Salem. The single biggest thing. We need to work with our taxi companies here and have them merge with the Salem Skipper so that we have more of this type of vehicle scattered throughout the whole city. They've already expressed an interest way back before the Skipper even started of doing that together. So I'll be bringing all the cab companies, I think there's three of them, together and get it done. When I was senior planner, I wrote several grants that helped fund the bike trails in Salem. There's if we just put common sense on no matter what the issue, especially on traffic, we can do a lot better. We can't just keep building more and more luxury apartments. That's going to cause more and more people to come here. We need senior housing, and that will free up other types of housing. That won't add to the traffic problem that we're having.
Thank you. Bob McCarthy, your thoughts on transportation, please.
Thank you. We, as a city councilor, we adopted the Complete Streets program, and that addresses a lot of what we're talking about here today with regards to making streets just not for vehicles, to make it for all forms of transportation, and I think that's very important. We've also worked on trail projects to make it more the city more walkable. We've also looked at ways of alternative transportation around blue bikes. I think the bike program, we've tried a couple different times. I think the Blue Bikes program is probably the best program we've had to date, and I think it's very popular. We also, as was alluded to, is we fund the Skipper. The Skipper program provides works kind of like a taxi, but it's a little different. It goes node to node, but it's very inexpensive. It's $1 for seniors and $2 for anybody else. Just recently, we received a grant from Congressman Moulton's office, and we're going to look to expand that to go more regional because the demand is so high. As we look as a community, we have to realize that sometimes change isn't easy, and we have to realize that what comes out of the good of some of these changes that we make. I mean, sometimes the implementation of a bike lane or the implementation of a bike service or anything that would try to enhance is sometimes looked at unfavorably. But I will also like to reiterate the fact that one of the big things was also the train stop for South Sail.
Thank you, Bob. Dominic?
Thanks. Yeah, you know, traffic is a four-letter word here in Salem. I think anyone that lives here or drives through here or works here or visits here understands that. And we really need to do a lot more to make it a city that functions better from a transportation perspective. It does start with listening to data, listening to our traffic planning experts, our public safety officials, the volunteers on our boards and commissions that are engaged in that work, and the neighbors that are affected by it. You know, we started a smart traffic signal project that we need to complete. This is putting signalized intersection improvements to allow the traffic to move more efficiently. We started on a few intersections, and we really need to see that through. We need to complete the parking capacity wayfinding signage, which was a project we started to help people understand where they can park when they come to Salem. But really, we need to also make it easier for people to get around without a car if they choose. Bike, roll, walk, whatever way that you feel comfortable doing, we need to make sure that it's a way that's safe and that it's accessible for you. I was proud to be part of the team that brought Blue Bikes to Salem. I was proud to be part of the team through Salem for All Ages, which is an initiative I co-chair with Patricia Zato that brought us the Salem Skipper. And we need to make sure we continue those initiatives. We also need to complete procurement of the second ferry to Boston, because that is a popular service for commuters, and we absolutely need that second vessel. And we need to complete the pushing the MBTA for the South Salem Commuter Rail Stop, which is a project that I worked on every day almost in the mayor's office, and I am ready to hit the ground running to keep advancing that important project. At the end of the day, we're a city of 8 square miles with roads laid out for horse and carriage, and it's a challenge that we're constantly going to be trying to address, but it's one that we can't back away from.
Thank you very much. And last to speak about transportation will be Neil Harrington.
Thank you. One of the interesting things that people may not know is that there are actually not more cars registered to owners in Salem now than there were 10 years ago. I looked up that statistic through a public information request I made of the city. So it's apparent that the traffic problems and the traffic issues of our city are largely created by people coming to our city. Now, of course, there's a good and a bad to that. We want people to come here, and all good cities have, to some degree, a traffic problem because they have institutions like this college and like the hospital and like the court system, and they have a thriving retail sector and a thriving restaurant economy. That's a good thing. But the problem is not necessarily the people who live here, because there may be more people that live here, but several of them don't own cars. The number of cars has not changed in the last 10 years, as I said. So the issue is managing the people who come here. And like some of the other folks who have mentioned it this evening, I too strongly believe that we need a better public transportation system. The rail system certainly needs a second stop. The current rail service on the MBTA is not reliable. And alternate means of transportation are necessarily something that we need to look at. But just so people can put it in perspective, it's a situation that doesn't mean that we are in a difficult position vis-a-vis other communities because we're not desirable. We're in a difficult position because we are desirable, and we just need to manage it better.